By the time the dawn bells were tolling, the trio had reached the end of their tale. Fenner reached into her belt pouch and drew forth the slim package of parchment which Bragoon had entrusted to her.
"This is Sister Amyl's secret. Take it, Martha. It's meant for you alone. I know you don't have any need for it now, but I feel you should have it."
They watched in silence as the hair maid undid the wrapping and began scanning it. Horty leaned forward eagerly.
"Well, are you going to jolly well read it out to us, or are you going to sit there blooming well gazing at the blinking thing until next flipping summer, what?"
Martha hesitated.
"I'm not supposed to, really. It says on the other side of this parchment that only the one who needs this shall know my secret. But I don't think it will do any harm now. Here's what it says. The body is ruled by the mind. I tell you, this be true. By willpower you may find. Naught is denied to you."
Abbot Carroll took the parchment from her paws. He stared at it, turned it over, studied it a moment longer, then chuckled as he passed it to Torren.
"So that's Sister Amyl's secret, eh? Take a look at that, Torren, my friend."
After a brief glance, the Otacook burst into laughter.
"Oh, Sister Amyl, my grandma's rudder! Oh, those rascals!"
Martha was astonished at the attitude of her friends.
"Excuse me, I fail to see what's so funny. Those are the words of a young sister who suffered the same as I did. I can see that it's written in an old-fashioned style and the writing isn't too neat, but what's that to laugh about?"
Abbot Carroll explained.
"This was never written by Sister Amyl. She was a young sister who was well-educated. Her spelling was faultless, and she had a neat writing paw. Remember the history of Loamhead you were reading, the one you borrowed from Sister Portula? Amyl had written part of that, but she certainly never wrote this."
The light of recognition dawned across Fenner's face.
"I'll wager I know who did write it. I've just remembered where I've seen that parchment before. It's a piece torn from the edge of the Loam Hedge map we took with us. See, there's a line on it that was the rim of the high cliffs. Bragoon or Sarabando must have written it. Everything they found in Abbess Silvatica's tomb had moulded away to dust, so they invented Sister Amyl's secret themselves rather than return to Redwall empty-pawed. That's it. Either Sarah or Bragoon did the writing."
Abbot Carroll patted the squirrel maid's shoulder.
"Well done, miss. Actually, Bragoon or Sarrow didn't write this singly. They both did. I recognise the writing on the outside. Sarabando did that. She was better at spelling, but worse at writing than Bragoon. He had the neater paw, but, oh, dear me, that otter's spelling was dreadful. Look at it."
They examined the short rhyme closely.
"The body is ruled by the mind. I tell you this be true. By willpower you may find, naught is denied to you."
Torren wiped tears of laughter from his eyes.
"Oi, that was my brother, all right. Old Bragg never won any prizes for his spelling. But he did it so you wouldn't be let down, Martha. So I think you could forgive them both for it."
Martha stared into the fire embers.
"Forgive? There's nothing to forgive. They did it for me. Undertook that whole long quest, protected my brother and his friends, then sacrificed their lives for them."
Torren did not know whether he was smiling or weeping. He scrubbed the paw across his eyes again.
"So they did, Martha. So they did."